Hey, Brad Kerner here. This is the preface to part one of my memoir, My Life as an Expat.
I have to preface this memoir of mine by telling you that the only reason that I wrote it is because I just couldn't let this amazing story of mine simply fade away and go to my grave with me. It's way too good for that. I mean, I'd lay in my bed here in Thailand, think about all the unbelievable things that had occurred during this journey of mine, and that if I didn't share it with mankind, well, it just wouldn't be right. What can I say? So I took this thing on. And it ended up being the best decision of my life. It all started when I took what appeared to be an innocent two-week ski vacation to Innsbruck, Austria, and then decided not to get on that return flight to Chicago because Europe seemed so cool. So instead took a train headed south with no destination in mind except for warmer weather, and ended up getting off in Nice, France because of a guy I met on the train who worked as a model there. And the next thing I know, I get signed by his model agency, and within days I'm working as an extra in an episode of that old American series, The Love Boat. And well, I spent most of the next 35 years living and working all over the world. I mean, none of this was planned. It was all right out of the blue, inadvertent, if you will, and I just went with the flow. And here I am some 35 years later writing this memoir about this amazing journey of mine from my home in Pattaya, Thailand, which just happens to sit right on the Gulf of Thailand. Woe is not me, I can assure you. Honestly, I really had no choice but to write this book because my story was way too amazing and unbelievable and one of a kind to simply let die with me. I just couldn't let that happen. I mean, hell, I end up modeling in Nice and then Paris, and then because of a suggestion from a photographer during a photo shoot in Paris, I wind up in Singapore working as a model and actor there. And end up falling in love with Southeast Asia. Then after working in a few commercials in Singapore, I decided that I liked acting and jet off to New York for a year to study acting at HB Studio. And that old magic continued as I worked with Liberace one day during his show at the ice rink at Rockefeller Center, where I worked as a skate guard as my day job. And then right out of the blue, I fly to Hong Kong, where I would end up becoming the most booked model actor in town, landing featured roles in local movie productions one after another, including a speaking role in Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And hell, I even land on the back cover of The New Yorker in an ad for United Airlines, which was shot in a birdcage restaurant in Hong Kong. Not bad for a drunken stockbroker from Chicago who had never been anywhere in his life prior to that old two-week ski trip to Innsbruck. And then after 2 years in Hong Kong and right out of left field, I would move to Thailand, where I would immediately get cast in a film production there, where I would actually have a scene with Richard Crenna and even have a few lines in a made-for-TV movie called Last Flight Out. And then after that, I would change careers and start shooting sexy Thai girls just for the fun of it. And boy, was it fun. And end up becoming the most prolific photographer of naked Asian girls in the world, shooting 100 girls altogether during this right-out-of-the-blue career of mine. Selling this stuff to major magazine publishers worldwide, including Larry Flint, whose brand new magazine Asian Fever would feature my shots on almost every single cover that first year, including on the very first cover in 1999. I mean, I end up living in a 31st floor penthouse suite in Bangkok, making tons of money, and life was literally a fantasy come true right out of the blue. Anyway, it goes on and on from there, and in fact, much of what you read in this old memoir of mine, you'll have a hard time believing, and I don't blame you. But I assure you that what you read here happened exactly as is written, and to quote Bob Dylan from one of those great songs of his that would be appropriate here is, "Who the hell are you that I should have to lie?" I'd also like to point out that there are over 200 full-page color images contained in this book that were taken along the way. And I consider these images every bit as important as the text itself because they put you right in my shoes at a certain time and place of the journey, and their value can't be overestimated. Anyway, part one covers the first 15 years of this incredible journey of mine when all of this, shall we say, magic occurred, and part two covers the last 20 years, all of which were spent in Thailand. And all of that magic that occurred in part one would give way to utter chaos and destruction due to the fact that this alcoholic starts drinking after 13 years sober. And then add to that a brand new drug addiction to the mix. And boy, oh boy, what ensues is pretty damn terrifying. Did I mention that I'm an alcoholic and when I drink, excuse me, all hell breaks loose? Well, that's about enough out of me. I've included some images of the magazines and some screenshots from the movies, and also a shot of me and Liberace working that 50th anniversary celebration at Rockefeller Center that day, just so you'll know that I'm not a bullshitter. See what pictures do? You know, I have one more point to make, and that is that in retrospect, I've come to realize that this whole thing was bigger than me. When one lives a totally amazing life, such as I have, we don't think about it while we're doing it. I mean, we're just doing our thing. It's only later when we're writing a memoir about it or just thinking about it that we realize that something like, say, the man upstairs was controlling this thing, and we would just go with the flow. And that is exactly what happened to me. I'm certain of it. I'm working as a stockbroker in Chicago and basically an alcoholic stupor. I knew nothing about the world and had never been anywhere in my life. And just like that, I'm in Santorini, Greece, doing a modeling job for Philip Morris. Then all of a sudden, I'm in Singapore working at in a commercial for Changi Airport. Then right out of left field, I'm in New York working in a show with Liberace at Rockefeller Center's famous ice skating rink. And then with Eric Clapton in a beer commercial. Then as an extra in Big with Tom Hanks and Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. And then in the blink of an eye, I'm in Hong Kong working as a featured actor in movie after movie. And after 2 years of working with the biggest movie stars in Hong Kong, the next thing I know, I'm living in a 31st floor penthouse suite, smack dab in the middle of Bangkok, shooting naked Asian girls for magazines worldwide, such as Oriental Dolls and Asian Fever for a living, and in the process becoming the most prolific photographer of naked Asian girls in the world? You really think I get all the credit? No way. I had help, and I know exactly who helped me and who guided me through this whole thing, and that was that elusive man upstairs himself. That's who, and I simply let go and let God, if you will. Well, take care, my friends, and appreciate what you got, because you never know when just like that, it'll be gone forever. Thanks a lot.